listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly here with us as well.
Good evening. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. We have a number of educational programs in addition to this weekly program, EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, our flagship school that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science and related topics, and Thomas Francis University at TFUniversity.org, which offers standalone courses as well as metaphysical degrees and such. I would like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 of them. The first one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And the expanded version of these 9 principles are available at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So we'd like to welcome all those joining us tonight for this live program, as well as those listening to the archive. It's good to have you. And Dr. Hunter informs me that today is the first day of spring.
And a full moon.
In the northern hemisphere, that is, huh?
Yes, or indeed.
Fall in the southern.
So it's new lifetime.
New life.
New beginnings, new life, and magical, and, well, I always think it is myself, but I love springtime. So officially, between the 20th and 21st, is in this year, the spring equinox. So there we go.
Yep. So hopefully everybody will have a great spring in the northern hemisphere or fall in the southern hemisphere. So tonight we're going to talk about paying it forward, and I titled this The Magic of Paying It Forward because paying it forward is kind of magic, as we get into our discussion, you'll see. And Dr. Hunter, would you care to read card number 29 from our Inner Oracle card deck
Happy to get started. Well, it reads, living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others. Even with random acts of kindness that offer no benefit, self-benefit, except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. I think that's the key there. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward right now? So that's how the card reads. And, of course, filling in between the lines there, you know, it is about your, like the heartfelt kindness, and it's just how you feel about yourself. And that's the key there. So if there is any magic, aside from benefits to others when you're kind, it's the kindness you're giving to yourself, because it amplifies joy. It amplifies just the love in your heart.
Mm-hmm. And it is a kindness to yourself when you pay it forward. But let's start with this question. Okay, think about this. Think of a time when somebody else paid it forward to you. Think about that for a moment. Think of a time when somebody else paid it forward to you. Get that in mind. How did you feel? Now, if you're like me, I'm thinking of a time several years ago when somebody paid it forward to me. I mean, it's happened many times, but there's this one particular instance where it happened, and what they paid forward was desperately needed, and it was desperately appreciated or very much appreciated. And so it, and to this day, I realize that the kindness that they showed, and I appreciate it to this day. I mean, it was what was needed and really, really appreciated. How about you? You know, is there something that somebody did for you in your life that just really meant everything? And then once you get that in mind, what did you do to pay that forward to somebody else? As I've said so many times, you know, with metaphysical humanism, we already read our nine principles of belief. And the first one is do no harm, do right. And that's where paying it forward falls. You know, the do no harm is kind of a passive thing, but the doing right is where pay it forward falls. And so, you know, the work that metaphysical humanists do is to pay it forward. And there are so many ways that one can pay it forward. And I mentioned last week, you know, that we had a thing this past weekend. It was supposed to be on Saturday, but it was raining here. So Michael and I did it on Sunday morning. We went and mowed this fellow's yard and did some trimming for him. He's a fellow in his mid-60s, and he's got some heart problems, and he's just in ill health, and his yard was just overgrown and looked pretty ratty. And I've been riding by his house on my bike for, gosh, the last couple of years anyway. And it's never really changed. And I never saw any activity. I wasn't sure if anybody lived there or what the deal was, for all this time. But I ride by it and I think, you know, I would really like to go mow this person's yard just to help him out. I envision it was probably some little old lady who just had nobody to look after or whatever. And, you know, but that wasn't the case at all. It was a fellow. But he's still similar case. He was in ill health and couldn't do it and had nobody to help him. And so, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm riding by his house. And this time I'm riding my bike in the late afternoon. And he happens to be sitting out there. So that's when I stopped and I started chatting with him and asked him if it'd be okay to come mow. And he was just very appreciative and says, I can give you $30 to pay it. And I says, no, I'm not charging anything. Just want you to pay it forward. You know, well, I don't see many people. And I said, well, figure that out, you know, pay it forward to somebody. No, and he kept saying, I'll pay you $30. And I said, look, if you're going to insist on paying me, then I'm not going to do it, because that's not what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it as part of our pay it forward program. Anyway, so he finally got it. And so we went and Michael and I mowed it, his yard. It wasn't a big yard. I mean, it took us an hour, a little over an hour to do it. And he called me later and was very, very appreciative, very appreciative. Thought it looked great. And anyway, so that's just a small way, and, you know, that we can pay it forward to look for those opportunities. And that's what I want to encourage. Now, I don't share this example to, you know, to toot our own horn or anything. It's just an example of paying it forward. And you see a need, you have a feeling of compassion, and then you take action. Frankly, that's what mercy is. The active part of mercy is it's basically compassion in action. That's mercy. And it's also paying it forward when somebody needs something. So are there some little ways here and there that you can find to pay it forward? You know, like, if, think about this, okay, this is just an example. The neighbors, this guy's neighbors, they could have paid it forward too. You know, on either side or across the street from him, they could have paid it forward too. They mow their yards, they could have paid it forward. And so if you have a neighbor like that, maybe they need a little help, a little hand, maybe they're elderly, whatever, can you help them out? That's just one example. There are many examples. And I'm going to pause here and see if Dr. Hunter has any comments.
Oh, I can think of many examples where it just brings a bit of joy to somebody's life when you just go above and beyond. And obviously that's what you did with this fellow's yard. And you stood firm, you know, about, no, it's out of gratitude, and hopefully you'll do a kindness for somebody else. And maybe that individual won't, but that can't be the motivation of our giving.
Good point.
You know, we ask that they pay it forward, but you can't say, well, I'll only do this if, you know,
because you don't know,
and you have to just give it from your heart because you feel that. Now, I think in the world, generally speaking, we have, I think all of us at some point feel a little self-guarded, protective, and you'll see that a lot in other people. Just do the kindness and walk away. Because that's the only way that that kind of joy or positivity is going to spread when we're not looking for the thank you or the gratitude in return. It's where people say, wow, there are kind people in the world. There are good people in the world. I know my daughter did that this winter with this snowblower, and not only did she do her yard, but she went up and down the street, and she knows there's a woman way at the other end of the block who is having a hard time. So she did her whole corner, you know, sidewalk, and went around the block because it was such a heavy snowfall. And she's one of the only people in the neighborhood with a snowblower. And it was helping people out just because, and for no other reason. And you hope actually in your neighborhood that it starts to build at least a comfort with your neighbors, you know, even though, well, those neighbors are okay. Maybe those ones aren't, but those, and people start to take note of that, is those people are very kind. And so that's kind of how we start to reinforce and rebuild our world. Because honestly, I see a lot of the opposite, and I know we harp on it a lot to keep being kind, but don't lose your spirit.
Right.
And your spirit of goodwill, you know, when sometimes you feel like you're living in a cesspool. You know, it's really important to just continue to be who you are, never sell out.
You know, it's interesting you took the conversation that way, because the other day, and I've heard this before, but I can't exactly remember the quote, but the concept is, you know, live your life in such a way that you restore somebody else's faith in humanity. You ever heard that before, that concept? You know, live your life in such a way that you restore somebody else's faith in humanity. Because you're right, you know, there's a lot of crap going on in the world. Oh, there's politics, there's all that stuff that kind of gets people distracted and fearful and all that. But, you know, same stuff, different decade. But what we want to do is not let it make us cynical or bitter or tear us down or apart. And you know what? If all you ever did was live so that you help restore somebody else's faith in humanity, wow, you know, that's a noble goal. That's lofty. Michael, did you have any comments you'd like to make?
Well, I think you have both been making excellent points, and I've really been enjoying tonight's discussion. But when I think about paying it forward, and I think about these acts of kindness, going above and beyond and doing that little bit extra, you know, yeah, it's about doing a nice. It's about doing the ethical and right thing. But most importantly, it's about building the world that we want to live in, that we want our children and their children to live in. It's about building the future of the human race. It goes far beyond these acts. I mean, it starts with this, but that is really ultimately what we're doing, and that is what we're trying to do, is to build a better world one action at a time.
Well put.
You know, if I can add a personal note, decided to take a little change in the direction of my life, and I'm working part-time at a funeral home. And this particular organization is probably one of the most kind, humane, and what a group of people. And very often dealing with families and people, they're operating on good faith. There's no such thing as We're not releasing this until you pay us. It doesn't exist with this group. And I can't be happier. I not only do I really enjoy the work, it's administrative work and learning, but it's the kindness of these people in an otherwise really difficult time for families. And when you see people at their worst, you'll also see people at their best. And that's what has really struck me after a number of days in my training, is asking questions. Well, what about this? What about that? And sometimes the look toward me of their surprise that I would ask that question. And I'd say, well, I've encountered this dealing with families in the past with other organizations. They say, we don't do that here. And when I talk about acts of kindness in difficult situations, I have been educated again. And I got to tell you, it lifts my spirits. And it's always a privilege to be a part of people's process anyway, especially in difficult times. But when you're working with good people with good hearts who are loving and take their jobs very seriously, but they live from their heart in the kindest of ways. There's not one there yet that I haven't met of these people who aren't behaving with that philosophy. So it does happen. There are really good people out there.
Karen, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear that too. And so paying it forward, how can you do it? You can do it in a variety of ways. You can encourage somebody. That's a huge way of paying it forward. It's just giving them the good word. Here's another example that I've done, try to do on occasion today. In fact, this evening, or not really this evening, it's this afternoon, I went for my bike ride, and I ride by this one house. It's part of my ride, and they have done such a nice job. It's just, it's a modest home, but it's the yard and landscaping have been done very nicely. It's not elaborate, but it's very elegant. And I've always admired that. Every time I ride by, it's very elegant. I don't know how else to describe it. Well, I always thought if I ever see one of the owners, I'm going to tell them that. And so, lo and behold, this afternoon I'm riding by and there's a fellow, a nice guy, walking his little dog. And I said, hello to him and all that. Good afternoon. I said, is that your house by chance? He said, yeah, it is. And I told him that. I said, hey, I've admired this every time I ride by. It's just so elegant. You've done such a nice job with the landscaping. And he just lit up, and he was proud of it. And that's the kind of stuff you can do, to assert yourself a little bit and tell people these things. And I've said that to a number of people, several people as I've ridden by or their homes or whatever. But people like to hear that. They like the compliments and the pats on the back. And that's just an encouraging word because it's like validating their efforts and what they're doing in life. And so if you can give that word of encouragement, that's one of the greatest ways to pay it forward, just an encouraging word. But there are many other ways too, just being cheerful and upbeat. And, if you just remember that point that I made earlier is, by your actions, if you restore somebody else's faith in humanity, then you've done a great job. You've done very well, and you should be proud of yourself. So there's many ways you can pay it forward, helping people out. There's, as Jennifer in the chat talked about, paying it forward in the Starbucks drive-thru, or, many of them have that sort of thing going on, and that's great, the toll booths, and what's that other donut place? I don't go to them, but anyway, there's Dunkin' Donuts, and there's others, but there's lots of ways to pay it forward, and it cheers people up. So, that's any final comments from Dr. Hunter or Michael?
No, I'd like to reinforce. There's no better time than projecting good thoughts and wishing for good thoughts than on a full moon, pantheist Easter, because that's what. The equinox is for people who live by pantheism, a.k.a. paganism, create the kind of world you want.
Metaphysical humanists, pantheists.
Yeah.
Michael, any comments, final comments?
I just say that it's absolutely about doing the right thing, doing right by your fellow human, paying it forward to build that better world, and also, you know, extend that same principle to the other life all over the planet. It's, you know, it's just the kindness that we extend to, you know, animals around us, and to be compassionate whenever we can, and to value all life.
Very good. So hopefully this discussion of paying it forward has encouraged you and given you some ideas on how you can carry on the work of being a metaphysical humanist. Dr. Hunter.
I got Fran, it's perfect. Fran picked number 17 for the room tonight, which is reinvention. Again, a great full moon spring equinox card. Nothing's more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which, in turn, is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they're healthy. Answer these questions. What do I call a good day? And what else in my life should be reinvented? I love that. Thanks for that, Fran, because I think that you intuitively, cosmically, universally somehow picked a really profound card in keeping with the topic tonight.
So. And the time of year, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, Michael, if you would like to select a card for Fran to get us started, that would be great.
Of course, I'd be happy to. And for Fran, I pulled number 11, Awareness. Really good card to pair with reinvention. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Good message.
All right, and I should probably say this for the benefit of those who may not have heard the program before, but the cards that we're pulling are from the Inner Oracle card deck. It's basically a deck of 54 cards and several suits that talk about the different points that metaphysical humanism teaches and that are taught in our schools.
All right, William, I see your name up there next, and I pulled in the wild card suit, Paradox, the first card there. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered. So if there's some way there, William, that you can relate to that, you know, it's a paradox. It's always another way. So that one's for you. Michael, if you'd pick one for Sherry, please.
Absolutely. And Sherry, I have picked number 2, Esteem and Validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That is, what other people think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
All right.
Awesome. Now, I have Jennifer up here. And if I get, Jennifer, you won't believe the card I picked for you is Education, number 39. But I'd just like to, for the record, say you did an awesome job on your last assignment. I was so impressed with that. And it's all about education here and how you continue to educate yourself even once you're kind of completed or completing the IMHS program, which you're in the process of doing. So I'm going to read this. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. And of course, you know, we know that you do that, Jennifer, but, you know, as you move forward now in your life, it's keep learning, keep growing, and that's all any of us can do. So that's a little message for you. And again, congratulations. So, Michael, we have Wendy up next that I see.
And for Wendy, I pulled wild card number 8. It's freedom. And, you know, maybe it's just me, but I don't remember pulling this card in a while.
Not for a long time.
Long time, yeah. Very long. Good card.
Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. Wow, I really love that card, and I'm glad that we pulled it. And it just really makes me think about, you know, taking your power back.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. So I think that's the no more cards, right?
I think
not that I can see.
Good.
I'm looking through the name too. Yeah. There's some chatter and different things, so I'm trying to weed through it, but I think we got them.
Yep. I think we got it. All right. So a lot of good points tonight on paying it forward. Reinvention, reinventing oneself. Awareness is another part of that. And I always love paradox, you know. Sometimes you need to do the thing that seems intuitively the wrong direction to get where you want to go. Steam and validation, education, and freedom, of course. And so, you know, these are all great reminders, good things we can put into effect and apply in our lives that will make our lives better and make the lives of other people better as well.
You know, I'd like to insert, if I may, that I believe in traditions, even if they're my own. I'm not religious traditions so much as it is pantheist traditions. And one of the traditions of my ancestry is on a day like today, especially the spring equinox, is to boil an egg and representing the seed of life. Take the shell of that, crush it up, and keep it in a little pouch, and think of it symbolically as your protection for the year. But eating the egg, think about the symbology of the seed of life and where all things grow. Now, I don't mean this in a hokey way. It's more of a focus and the energy of it and just the symbology of it. And it's kind of ritualistic in a way for me. And, you know, I spoke with my kids today and reminded them that this is the time to do that. And my grandkids do it. And that's how we reinforce a more earthy, natural kind of rhythm, tradition, to our way of life. So I just wanted to share that with you. I know I've talked about it in previous shows, but, you know, spring only comes once a year.
Yeah. All right, good point.
So they're sharing that with you, everybody.
All right, folks. It brings us to the end of our program. We really appreciate everybody with us tonight. Thanks to Dr. Hunter. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to everybody listening. Thanks to those listening to the archives. We appreciate it. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Happy spring.
Good night, everybody.